And once there was a little boy who lived in the country. For facilities, they had to use an outhouse. And the little boy hated it because it was hot in the summer and cold in the winter. The outhouse was sitting on the bank of a creek, and the boy was determined that one day he would push that outhouse into the water. One day after a spring rain, the creek was swollen, so the little boy decided that today was the day to get rid of the outhouse. So he pushed and pushed, and finally the outhouse toppled and was carried downstream. That night, his dad told him at dinner that he was in big trouble. Knowing that that meant a spanking, the little boy asked why. The dad replied, "Someone pushed the outhouse into the creek today. It was you, wasn't it, son?" The boy answered, "Yes." And then he thought for a moment and said, "Dad, I read in school today that George Washington chopped down a cherry tree, but he didn't get into trouble because he told the truth." The dad replied, "Yes, son, but George Washington's father wasn't up in that cherry tree." So a very happy Father's Day to all of you. I'd like to give the Father's Day blessing. So if all of our dads could stand for the Father's Day blessing, this would be fathers, grandfathers, and godfathers. And this is from the Book of Blessings. God our Father, in your wisdom and love you have made all things. Bless these men, that they may be strengthened as Christian fathers. Let the example of their faith and love shine forth. Grant that we, their sons and daughters, may honor them always with a spirit of profound respect. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Let's thank all of our wonderful dads. First, a word about today's gospel. Then I'd like to talk about fathers for just a few moments. In today's gospel, we have what's called a parable of the kingdom of heaven parables. Sometimes those are referring to heaven, eternal life. Other times, the parable, when it says the kingdom of heaven, is referring to the church on earth. And that's what it seems to be referring today in the parable of the mustard seed. How Jesus says that the church will be like a mustard seed. It will begin very small, but will grow very rapidly, and it'll be so big that eventually all the birds of the sky can nest within its branches. If you've ever seen a mustard seed, they're so tiny. I'm a Montessori child. As a little kid, went to Montessori school for a little bit, and they had mustard seeds in a little glass container. And they're so tiny, they look like little tiny specks of black sand, even smaller than a grain of sand. To get 1 ounce of mustard seed, you need 1 ounce would be 20,000 seeds. And that's how tiny they are. But when they're planted, as Jesus says, they grow very rapidly. They grow 10 to 12 feet within a few weeks into a large plant. And the birds come and nest within. And Jesus is saying that this is an image of the church. The church began so small with just Jesus and his 12 apostles, but it grew very rapidly. Pentecost, 3,000 people. Then it spread throughout the whole world. And now people from every nation can come and nestle in the branches of Holy Mother Church. The church grew from 12 members to 1.2 billion members, and we're so blessed. Being a Catholic is awesome. It's so wonderful to be a Catholic because we have the sacraments that bring us Jesus and closer to the Lord. It's through the church that we're baptized, that we're nourished with the body and blood of Christ in communion, that we have our sins forgiven in confession, that we're anointed when we're sick. It's so great to be a Catholic, to be one of those little birds that nestle in the branches of Holy Mother Church. Now, I'd like to say a few things for the fathers today. On my Catholic website, some of you know I've had a Catholic website for many years. So if you want to see my skydiving video, 5-minute video for my birthday a couple years ago, that's on there. If you want to see fire torch juggling or machetes, that's on there as well. But primarily, it's a Catholic website which has thousands of talks about the saints and articles and sermons. And many talks, about 200 talks. One of them was a talk I gave at a Catholic men's conference on Catholic fatherhood. So let me just give you the condensed reader's version in just a few minutes of what I mentioned to the fathers that day. Now I want to give you 7 points using the word fathers. And I think we can apply this, obviously, to our dads that are here today and our grandfathers and godfathers, but I think this has to do with all of us as well. The first letter in the word father is F, and that stands for to be faithful. That's what we're all called to be, right? We're called to be faithful. No matter what vocation we're in, we're called to be faithful. So fathers especially, to be faithful to their spouse, to their children, to their work, to following God and the Ten Commandments. The next letter is A, and that stands for to be apostolic, which means to share the faith. Not to keep the faith to yourself, but to share the faith. You want to pass on the faith to your children and your grandchildren. To be apostolic, to share the faith. And I would especially recommend organizations like the Knights of Columbus, the Legion of Mary, the men's groups that we have in the parish that can help us to share our faith with others, to be truly apostolic. The third letter in the word fathers is R. And no, I think I skipped a page. Hold on, let me see. So I went to the sixth letter. Let's go back to the third letter. I might be a priest. I don't know how to spell, but I somehow I got through the seminary. The third letter in the word fathers is T, and that stands for to be tender, to be tender-hearted. That's what we need from our fathers is tenderness, love, affection, and to be patient. The letter H in father stands for holiness. All of us are called to holiness. As a layperson, as a deacon, as a priest, we're all called to holiness, which means to be close to God. It means to have that divine life of God within our soul. Holiness is developed through daily prayer, through spiritual reading, especially the Bible and the lives of the saints. Going to the sacraments regularly, never missing Mass. Going to confession once a month. As a father, I encourage you to take your wife and your kids and take the whole family to confession every month. Now, don't all go in there together, that's for sure. But go in, take turns going in. So go to regular confession. These are great ways to grow in holiness. The fifth letter in fathers is E. And that stands for to be an educator. Vatican II says that one of the purposes of marriage, besides the unitive, is the procreation and education of their children. So be a good educator. Continue to deepen your faith, study your faith, read good Catholic books, read the Bible, read the Catechism, listen to Catholic CDs and Catholic podcasts, and continue to deepen your faith so that you can educate the members of your family, and your children and your grandchildren. The last two letters are R and S. R stands for be a reflection. Reflect God the Father. As the Creed says, God is the Lord and giver of life. You're a father because you gave life. In the Catechism it says that God is the original Father. He begets the Son from all eternity. And so fathers on earth are called to be a reflection of God, our Heavenly Father. And there are many studies that show that the more loving, forgiving, merciful, compassionate a human father is, the easier it is for the children to see God in that way. The easier it is. But if a father is stern or uncaring or distant or harsh, many children grow up with that image of God, the Heavenly Father. So realize that we all are reflections of God the Father, especially our earthly fathers. And don't forget to give your children a blessing every night before they go to sleep. My dad would do this for us. He would. That's a special gift that parents have, that they can give blessings to their children. So consider that. Lastly, the S in fathers stands for Saint Joseph, who is the role model, the example, the guide, the inspiration for all fathers. All fathers are called to imitate Saint Joseph, to be men of justice, integrity, of holiness, to be obedient to the will of God, to be a good servant, to be a man of prayer, to be a good example and role model, to be a provider, a protector. Everything Saint Joseph was for the Holy Family, you're called to do that for your family. So that's the Reader's Digest version of the talk on fathers. So I encourage you, go to the website, maybe listen to the talk, and realize that fathers are called to be the spiritual leaders of the family. That's a special role that God has given you, to pray every day for your family, to lead them in grace before meals, to take them to church, to take them to confession, and to truly be the spiritual leaders that God wants us to be. God bless you.